It was 1 week ago today when a man pulled a weapon from his luggage and killed five people at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. Six others were hurt. The suspect is 26-year-old Esteban Santiago. Santiago is an Army veteran. For our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien speaks with retired Army Colonel DJ Reyes, a mentor coordinator for Hillsborough Veterans Treatment Court. He says it's a total misconception that veterans may harbor mental health problems or may be dangerous.
When I work with employers, one of the first things they ask me is, does this veteran have PTSD? Does this employee have mental health issues? In many cases, this is the start-off dialogue that I have with employers. And so I have to take my time and educate them.
Because they have to worry about their whole work environment. I guess you can't fault the employers, but at the same token, it has to be a little disappointing because with the statistics that you have, it shows that we're talking about a minority.
That's correct, Bobby. First, since 9/11, over 2.4 million men and women have served in military uniform in defense of this nation. For perspective, that's less than 1% of the U.S. population. When we further look at post-9/11 veterans, approximately 1 out of 5 veterans are diagnosed with some degree of mental illness, which also includes post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. Additionally, 1 out of 6 veterans are diagnosed with some sort of alcohol or substance abuse disorder. If you look at it from the reverse perspective, you can argue 4 out of 5 veterans are mentally fine and sound, and 5 out of 6 veterans don't have an alcohol or substance abuse disorder. I worry sometimes we paint a grim picture when we really should be more optimistic, and especially looking at many of the initiatives that we do have in our community, such as the Veterans Treatment Court, that deal with this.
Give me a little bit of a background of how things evolved in the Hillsborough Veterans Treatment Court and where you see it expanding to maybe circumvent some more tragic incidents.
Over 3 years ago, when we started this and established the first VTC here in Tampa, we had 6 defendants, no staff, no money, no mentors. 3.5 years later, we have 61 volunteer veteran mentors. We have a budget, a grant. We have over 135 veterans that are in our docket. That should tell you how this has grown. But I think the reason why is because we as a community, we see a need for this. We understand this is a nuanced social problem that requires a nuanced social answer and response. And the Veterans Treatment Court is that answer.
This incident happened in Fort Lauderdale. It again brings up that question and that misconception that you have to deal with. What don't I know that I should have asked you about?
From my perspective as the veteran employment coordinator, I attend and participate in all of the veteran job fairs. I speak to all of the employers. They all unanimously tell me we're veteran friendly. We support veterans. But I believe that the proof's in the pudding. You know, show me with action. I have found that most veterans, if they attend a job fair, it ends at the job fair.
Colonel Reyes, thank you so much for your service and for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me.